Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yeah. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say a little something to the family.
Peace and love, family. How y'all doing today? It's the lover man himself. Hey.
I was wondering if you were going to be silly today, because last show you were trying to be serious.
I am
which is
serious.
Rare.
I'm the lover man today. This is real. This is real. I'm so serious.
Well, yes, family. We want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of Twin Flame Radio. Tonight, mm-hmm. we have a great topic. We have a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about spiritual dating, dating in the spiritual world.
Mm.
And we have a surprise guest that we're going to be bringing on a little later, Miss Tiffany Irvin.
Tiffany?
Yeah, yeah. But before we dig into all of that, we're going to do like we always do on every show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a little rundown on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
That's what we do, babe.
So what did we do this weekend?
This weekend after work, we had sushi on Friday.
We did have sushi on Friday. We went to our favorite sushi restaurant.
We went to our favorite sushi restaurant.
Well, our new favorite sushi restaurant.
Our new favorite.
Because we used to have an old favorite sushi
restaurant.
We did.
But this one's closer.
This one's closer.
And the food is just as tantalizing.
Yeah. So it's good.
And then yesterday, we kicked it.
We kicked it yesterday. What did we do? Can you remember what we did?
You got a new phone?
I got a new phone. I got the iPhone 8. I'm
yes,
happy.
You did.
I'm
and
so
we went
happy.
Out for dinner. Remember, we went out for dinner.
We had Red Lobster.
We had red all-you-can-eat shrimp.
And we couldn't eat it all.
We couldn't. We tried.
We had one serving and we were full.
We played in the sun for like an hour and a half straight yesterday.
We had a wait, which is rare because usually when we go out to eat, we get right in.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's busy, it just seems like spirit finds a way to just let us
right.
walk in and get a table.
So after an hour of waiting, I went and I politely asked, is something wrong with my battery? We've been waiting for an hour, but we were playing in the sun. We lost track of time.
We were so busy playing in the sun.
So when I mentioned we've been waiting an hour, we were like, they must have, the battery was gone. So, the battery was broken.
Yeah.
So we missed our place in line like six people ago.
Yeah.
But we didn't complain.
They were probably looking at us from inside like, look at that weird couple out there. What are they doing?
They're going blind. What's up with these medallions on their foreheads? And they're smiling and laughing and turning the lights. Who are these people? We just take joy wherever we go.
That's what we do. We're always laughing. We're always having a good time.
It's not a joke.
People may think it's a front, but it's really not.
It's a gift from the gods.
We laugh so much that we keep tears in our eyes and we have wrinkles around our cheeks.
You know what's so surprising about it? We don't have six packs. As much laughing that we do, it should be like,
hey.
But it's all good because I love every inch.
Yes.
And then today I spent time with my mother and my niece and nephew.
We had a good conversation with your niece.
Yeah, she's been an enlightened young lady since
mm-hmm.
birth. And she was having some really deep questions.
Oh, yeah.
She's 8 years old. She
Very
was asking about
questions.
Who made the creator, who made the planets. I was teaching her how to meditate and manifest things. And
mm-hmm.
I was just telling her, if she meditates for 30 days straight and document, I'm going to give her $30.
Winning.
And then I said, I can't remember what we were talking about. Oh, I was talking about how to map out her life as an adult.
Yeah,
now.
She said that her dream was that she wanted to grow up and be a ninja.
Right.
And she said, but I don't think I can do that.
And I said, why? And she said, everything I think about, it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her to stop thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just taught her how to meditate, and I let her know that
mm-hmm.
she can do anything that she likes in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned and looked at me and said, wow, Uncle Chris, that's deep.
An eight-year-old. That's deep. And the way she said it was so funny.
Yeah.
She's like, wow.
That's deep. So I'm going to start getting her at the end of the month, every month, and I'm going to take her out in the water on the boat, and we're just going to talk about life and love, and I'm going to mold this little girl into the goddess she's destined to be.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when she was little, and it was when I first put my big altar up,
mm-hmm.
and she used to be so drawn to it. She would just walk over to it and
mm-hmm.
just stare at it.
She was 5 years old.
Yeah.
What's this crystal for? What's this statue for? Just everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really receptive to it.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids are afraid. She's drawn to it.
She was drawn to it.
And
she was respectful
knew.
Of it, too. She didn't
yeah.
try to touch anything. She
mm-hmm.
didn't, you know, most kids, when they see shiny things
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just strange-looking things, especially the statues, they want to touch it. They think it's
mm-hmm.
a toy or something. But she was just really respectful of it, and she would just sit over and just stare at it. And I thought it was just, you know, and I remember saying back then, like, wow, she's got
mm-hmm.
some light. She's drawn to the altar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Maya.
Little Maya.
And my nephew, Tony, and my little nephew, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love the fam. Love the fam.
Yeah.
And then we came home.
Mm-hmm.
I washed clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And we chilled.
And we just chilled. We needed a break. We've been ripping and running a lot lately.
We were ripping and running all weekend. So
yeah.
Today was kind of like a little
chill. Yeah.
Get right for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We got our altar work in. Oh, let me tell you. I have James Brown songs stuck in my head. I've never sang James Brown so much before in my life. I was talking to people and I find myself going, good God.
You know, I was thinking about, I'm going to enter.
I'm so glad
you're going to enter.
Shout out to our great friend Dale. Greetings, Dale.
Greetings, Dale. Greetings. She gave me the
that oomph you needed.
Yeah, that oomph I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just going to let other people, you know, get the joy. But I'm a joy, like joy bug.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring some different type of joy to James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A spiritual side of James Brown that we haven't seen yet.
That's going to be interesting.
It is.
I can't wait.
It is.
I'll be holding the camera.
Eh?
So for the family that don't know what we're talking about, in our spiritual group, Tybro Astrology on Facebook, our spiritual masters, Master Gibson and Mother Ashara, have challenged us to a James Brown contest. And everyone has been submitting these great videos. Some people, man, let me tell
you,
they really like embodied. They pull James into them.
They're making it tough.
James.
They're making it tough on an older gentleman. My knees and my ankles can't bug like I used to, but I'm going to give it a shot.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
I got a little boogaloo left in me.
You got a little boog.
You know, a little mashed potato. I can mashed potato.
Even know what the mashed potato is.
Yes.
I want to see you mashed
potato. I can mashed potato.
After the show, I want to see you mashed potato.
I can.
All right. I don't know what the mashed potato is.
See?
So, you know.
I do know. Trust me.
YouTube.
I do know. I do.
I trust you.
Indeed.
But I've never seen you do it.
It's out of date. I don't want to be at the club doing a 60s dance. I'm already.
You don't go to the club.
Facts.
I guess that's why we're the old married couple.
Mm.
All right. Enough laughter. Mm. Enough fun. Let's get this show going.
Mm-hmm.
So, spiritual dating. We have been together 23 years, correct?
Yeah, 23 and some change.
So, it's not, you know, new that people will come to us and ask us for advice,
mm-hmm.
and ask us about how our relationship started and ask us, you know, what can they do to put themselves out in the dating game so that they meet their spiritual mate,
mm-hmm.
their twin flame,
mm-hmm.
their soulmate. So we often find ourselves giving a lot of advice on how to be confident in your spirituality, because when you're on the spiritual path, people find it hard to find that special someone to share
mm-hmm.
their life with, because if you're not spiritual, this may seem spooky to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's taboo.
Spiritual dating is just a daunting feat these days.
It is.
But what I always tell people is, no, I don't have a brother. And secondly, I tell them to be the love that they want to attract in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that they're going to find a mate to complete them or make them better. But I always tell them, be the love that you want. Show the universe that you're ready to receive love by giving.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you give always comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that I've told that to, I've helped a lot of people find marriages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what I tell them
works.
We're
like spiritual matchmakers.
We are.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You heard of the millionaire matchmaker? We're the spiritual.
You ever heard of the dog whisperer? We're the love whisperers. We whisper sweet nothings into people's souls. That's fact.
Through ancient prayers.
Through ancient prayers, yeah. I will titillate your... Yeah, let me chill.
Anywho. So, yeah, I think that people have the misconception that when you're on this journey that it's a lonely journey. Mm. And to a degree, that is true. Because when you're on this journey, the first thing that you have to do is find yourself.
Facts.
You have to figure out who it is that you are and not the mask that you've been wearing for so long.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we get so used to this mask that we've been wearing that we think it's who we are.
Right.
And we don't understand that this body is just a shell. Mm-hmm. It's just a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not who we are. Our ego is the shell.
That's true.
And so we have to differentiate our souls from our egos.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like we have a caller already. You want to go ahead and take a call?
Sure.
Okay. And just want to remind the family, if you would like to call in, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. You hit the number 1 and we'll bring you on the line. And if you're online in the chat room and you want to come through, just call that number. So here we go. Caller from the 780-482. Peace, peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay!
Jay! We haven't heard from you in a while. Hi, Jay.
Thank you.
How you been?
Well, you know, I've been doing spiritual dating. It's been interesting. Great talk.
Good. Good. I'm happy for you. I remember the last call, the last show we had where you called in, we were talking about spiritual dating. So how are things going? Is it going good?
Well, it's been interesting. I've been having short dates because it's interesting because you can get a feel for the person actually more quickly than regular dating. I don't know, if you're more awakened, I feel. You get a more feel for the person and put two things together more quickly. My last couple of dates didn't last so long, but what I found and really interesting is that what they were talking about didn't match what they were actually doing. And that was interesting. The last one, we went on about 3 dates or so, and the last one ended where I knew it was kind of done because the person was a drinker. Very knowledgeable of things. I know, and you know, after 2 martinis and two or three more drinks after that, and within 2 hours, it was kind of the conversation was done because the energy was not really sharing; it was more really prickly. So, for me, being aware of that, it was just like sitting there and just listening. I couldn't get involved or anything like that. So, I find also that spiritual dating is, I think, for both sexes, there's a lot of spiritual freedom. So it's got to really match, I feel. It's got to really match in a really, really, not instant way, but it has to really match in a flowing way. We're getting out, honor each other's freedom. I think that's really, really important in the dating thing aspect. And we can't feel that or see that or experience that with the other person. I feel that it kind of goes downhill after that. Because, you know, we've been on this planet for long where we got to do things and we're obligated to everybody else's stuff that, when it comes to having that freedom, it's like we don't want to give it up.
So
I think that's one aspect of it. So for myself, being a guy, I think there's more for me to fish around than I think with women, because the women were mostly spiritually awakened. I'll number the men for sure. So for me, it's still for me to get out there too, is to really explore those different avenues of people where I can meet people. And for me right now, it's just like meetup groups that are spiritually around different topics or discussion. And also for me, it's like, I love doing conscious dancing, which is like just dancing in any old style. Just lots of fun to have a group of people. So we have that up here. So we've just gone indoors now because we have cool weather coming to our parts of our country right now. So fall is upon us. So, yeah, I find that it's really, really neat. And also, a lot of people are looking. You know, I belong to some dating site, and people are looking. And I don't know, it's kind of weird that you can really search for specifically what you want, but until you really get to meet them, we're close by. Some people are interested in you, but there are thousands of, miles away. It's that yeah, to have that in the area. So, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's just, I think it's really times are changing too, how we discover each other, our, in ourselves too, in dating.
I think all the technology is hurting the dating world. It's like too many options. And it's like you go on a great date with someone, but by the time you get home, you got three more people trying to date you too.
I think it's benefits and drawbacks to it. Because it kind of puts us in touch with people that maybe you normally wouldn't come across in your everyday, you know,
that's true,
walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it does give you a lot of options.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like one option.
You better.
Ooh. Sorry, Jay.
And I think this path, I know it could be lonely or it could be not in a certain way when I think the rejections come more often than actually having successes. So I think I think for myself it's more of, you know, have like, okay, you're kind of like focusing in and focusing in and focusing in, and then it's like really asking if this is really, really what I want. So we try to explore those options. Because we can have the spiritual aspects mirrored in the other person. But when we get specific, I think that's really, the universe really conspires to our, you know, our wants. So too. So it's really, really interesting time for myself.
Yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. I can see the you know, like I said earlier, I can see all the benefits and I can see the drawbacks to it as well. And, you know, I think that, you know, as spiritual people, we go through challenges because we recognize a challenge.
It helps us grow.
It helps us grow, exactly.
If you're complacent, you're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was
but
the
those
guy
were
that,
more.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead, Jay.
I think we become more aware with our surroundings, and a couple more things that we are empathic to, but also compassionate to. Also, yeah, I can see that too. And as a guy, I mean, it's just different. It's different. I feel it's different. Different dating aspects.
Oh, I bet. Hey, so I'm going to ask you a question if you don't mind. Do you think that you find that women are more accepting when you tell them about your spirituality? Or are you strictly going to the venues where people are already familiar with your background?
Oh, for me, I go to venues where they're familiar with my background. And the reason why I do that, because I can talk to them in a language that they would understand. I can talk to them maybe about chakras or aspects of spiritual things that I don't have to explain. Like, for me to have a great conversation with a person, I don't have to explain the meaning or definitions within that sentence, what they mean, and then have the conversation with them. Because you really they just don't know. I mean, just don't know. And I think what happens, those stuff that is important to us spiritually doesn't mean anything to else. Like, they just they don't care about it, right? I mean, seriously, they don't.
Yeah.
I know. Because
they go
they're
okay.
Yeah, you're right. And sometimes, you know, what I'm finding, though, when talking to some other women, too, is that they've hidden it in a way that when you talk about it, it's like, oh, I'm interested in that. And you really didn't know that person was really interested in that type of thing.
Yeah, I notice that with just casual conversation with people. I'll say something and or they'll say something. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, that hit me in my root chakra. And I'm like, whoa, what do you know about the root chakra? And they go, well, what do you know about it?
My kundalini's itching. I've never heard that one either. I thought it sounded funny.
So we're going to see Chris.
I'm just saying, I'm still pulling for you, Jay. I hear a lot of women saying that they see a lot of handsome guys, but with no intellect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your intellect is 100%. I enjoy hearing what you're saying. I mean, you sound like a winner to me.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they don't know what they're getting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, this dating thing is still really, really, really interesting for me. I'm just exploring it still. You know, later in my age, so I'm gonna look at where in my own years that I am, how old I am. So I gotta look at that aspect too. So I think that also when we take this path, this spiritual path, is that when we become more enlightened or more aware of what is going on, it really, really, who you're dating is reflected what's going on with you or what hasn't been resolved or anything like that. That is really key, I think.
Tell my daughter, she goes through challenges, and one thing I've always told her is find out what it is that you need to learn in this situation. Once you find out, it'll go away. So maybe there's something you need to learn by being single before you can move on to that relationship. I would ask myself that question. You may have already, but this, you know, I felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, do I feel ready to explore relationships? For sure. I mean, no one wants to be lonely when they're later in life too. And then for me, it's like, okay, let's see what I've learned so far and see how that works with, when you're working with other people. So yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. And what's really, really interesting aspect about spiritual dating is that usually when you're talking with somebody else that maybe is really not on their spiritual path, is they always ask you what you do for your living.
Mm.
And usually that question, when I'm talking with spiritual people, is it comes up later in the conversation. It's not really important to them right now. It's like it comes up later.
Mm-hmm.
Or ask them I ask them what sign they are. Because that's really an indication who I'm compatible with, kind of compatible with, right? and what they do for the spiritual experiences and what they do for a practice too. Because that's for me, that's important.
Interesting.
Because that's important. Because you know, if you don't have a spiritual practice in place, then how can we actually relate in some sort of basis where if something does get out of hand,
right,
we can actually go to our practices and, you know, maybe calm ourselves down or use those practices to sort things out more quickly than maybe not doing them at all.
Well, I have to say, Jay, it's always great hearing your voice. I appreciate you supporting us and blessing the callers with your love stories because I enjoy hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
You're very welcome. It's great talking to you both. So I love the topic for the show. I think it's really important now. Since there's so much conflict and chaos out there, I think we have to go back to self and how we relate with other people, too. So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks again, Jay.
Thanks for calling in, Jay. It was good hearing from you.
Thank
peace
you very
and
much.
Love.
Yeah, peace and love, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Jay, I love you.
You can just feel the love and compassion through people's voices, and
mm-hmm.
Jay has it.
He does.
Dude, I want to just hug Jay. Like, come here, Jay.
Let's give him a spiritual hug.
Yeah. That's for you, Jay. That's for you.
So one of the topics that he brought up is, which was a great lead-in, is where do spiritual people meet other spiritual people?
Mm.
And so one of the things that I heard Jay say was that the Meetup app. So for those who don't know, there is an app on that you can download where you can meet up and have like different go to different venues and like yoga and meditation and crystal workshops and things of that nature. But you can also do dating and things like that on there as well. But there's also a website that's called Cupid of Love.
Best dating spiritual site I've ever heard of. That's real. You looking for some winners, some spiritual winners?
You know, maybe because I'm married, I don't know, but I've never heard of a spiritual dating website. And so when Tybro put out the Spirit of Cupid website, I thought, wow, this is like a genius idea. Mm-hmm. So now when people ask us, like, why can I find someone? I say, have you ever heard of Spirit of Cupid?
They say, no, I haven't.
I'd be like, let me shoot this arrow to you so you can go in the right direction.
I like that.
Pew! That's my arrow sound. Pew!
I like that. You're cute when you do that.
Pew!
Hey.
I'm going to always do that. Pew!
Say that for later.
So Spirit of Love is a dating website that is put out by Tybro. T-Y-B-R-O, Tybro.com, check it out. Amongst other things, other than a spiritual website, they have a myriad of different spiritual
plethora
of spiritual tools, mm-hmm, and things of that nature to help you advance in your growth.
Mm-hmm.
We love it.
We love it.
We're Tybronians.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we're going to bring on our special guest, Tiffany Irvin, who oversees the Spirit of Cupid,
mm-hmm,
website. And Tiffany Irvin is very special to us. She is our, mm-hmm, spiritual parent's daughter. So she's kind of like our spiritual little sister.
She is spiritually VIP. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. So
move, Tiffany's coming. That's what I do.
This young lady is not only beautiful, she's intelligent,
mm-hmm,
and it's an honor to have her on the show. So we're going to go ahead and bring her on. And Tiffany, if you're ready, we're going to go ahead and bring you on, okay? Peace, peace. Tiffany, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Hello, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hello, Tiffany.
Thank you for the applause.
You deserve it.
We're so happy that you agreed to come on the show. We're so happy.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. So we want to just ask you a couple things about, you know, the Spirit of Cupid website, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. So first question we want to ask is, why do you feel that Tybro felt that this site was needed?
Well, I would say probably a couple of reasons. The idea was really the birth child of Dr. Gibson or Master Gibson. It was really his idea. A lot of people we noticed in Tybro would either, you know, couple off or be interested in someone else in Tybro. And so we were like, you know, maybe there needs to be a platform for them all to use. And, you know, when I was going through the whole dating scene, I remember, like, on certain websites or on certain apps, like, I remember when I would help others, even with their profiles, there might be an option that said, you know, spiritual but not religious or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt like, well, if this is an option, then there's clearly, you know, I guess a market for it, or, you know, an area, mm-hmm, that people are probably neglecting. And so there's a lot of niche dating sites out there. So we just felt like, you know, maybe we should create one that we can give spiritual people a platform so they'll be able to meet each other easier. Because sometimes, like you guys were talking about before, it can be a little bit taboo, you know, for other people. If they find out that you're, you know, you're spiritual, then they might be like, oh, well, I don't know, or I don't know how I feel about that. So it was really just providing a platform so that people felt comfortable, so that, you know, at least that step of the work as far as the dating scene was, you know, already handled for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm so out of the loop with this dating thing. I had no idea that there was an option to choose spiritual but not religious. That is genius.
I had recently found that out too. And I think that one, I was helping a friend set up a profile, I believe it was on Match. And I had saw that option, and then I was like, okay, wow, so this is, you know, there's definitely a lot of people that may categorize themselves as such. So.
Spirituality taking off. All right. So can you tell the family, where is the site located? How can they find it?
Well, they can find it. It's just www.spiritofcupid.com. Spirit spelled normal way, S-P-I-R-I-T of O-F, Cupid, C-U-P-I-D.com. And they can sign up on there. It's pretty easy. There should be a sign-up button on the front page. And it just asks you a few questions. It's not that much information that's required. It only takes a few minutes to set up. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to use.
Cool. Making it easy to find love. Love it.
What about, I know a lot of people are probably curious about, are there any membership fees? Is it any cost or anything?
When we initially launched the site, you know, there was a membership fee, but now it's completely free. I think there'd be maybe one page feature on the whole site, but the whole site is completely free. Because we just wanted to provide the best possible opportunity for people, because, you know, sometimes they may see, oh, it costs this amount a month and maybe dissuaded from, you know, even signing up. So we just decided to make it completely free and hopefully get as many people on it as possible.
That is so amazing. A lot of these sites, they charge money, or, you know, they say, well, you know, we'll take your money, and then they give you false hope saying you'll find someone within 30 days.
Right.
Well, 50 days
right.
is free.
Right. Yes. You'll find someone, but I don't mean there's no one. So what do you think that the participants should expect after joining?
I would say expect to have an open mind. It's still a site that's growing, so I would say don't, you know, expect there to be a ton of people. I would say, you know, for some people, the distance, or I believe the Jay from earlier, he was talking about how people can be, you know, a lot of miles away. And so sometimes you may not be able to find someone that you connect with that may be in your area. But I would say keep an open mind as far as to what, you know, you may be interested in, because I know there have been some people that have messaged me, and, you know, the person that they connected with on the website wasn't in their state, but, you know, they found a real connection with that person, and so they felt that it was worth exploring, you know, dating or a relationship, even though they may not have been in the same space. So, you know, I know obviously if they're closer to you, that would make it more convenient, but I would say keep an open mind as to what you may or may not allow or be interested in, because I think that the connection with the person is the most important thing to find.
Yeah, I think that's real important. I think that people need to understand that sometimes you may have to have a long distance relationship, because although spirituality is growing, it's still small.
One thing people don't realize about us, our long distance relationship made our relationship stronger.
Yeah, we were in a long
distance. We had to rely on our communication. It had helped our communication develop.
And we didn't have
Skype.
We didn't have cell phones.
Right. It's a lot of options now. You can look at each other every day if you wanted to.
All right.
Okay. And what's the target audience or the age group?
You know, we actually don't have an age group. I can say that most of the people on the site are at least 21 on average. There is no minimum age, but that's just who signed up in particular. So no target. Our target is really just spiritual people. You know, we don't want to limit it to people of a certain age, or you're too old or you're too young, you know. So we just try and keep it as open as possible. But, you know, obviously, if you're a spiritual person, then we'd like to provide you with an area where you can meet other spiritual people who are also looking for love. So, but no target age group, because we want everyone to find love.
That's good. You know, I know some people are like, well, you know, I don't even want to say an age, because I'm getting older.
Yeah.
We're getting seasoned.
And what I used to think was old is like catching up to me now.
Like next year.
But that's great that it's a wide range for the age group, anyone from, you know, the youngins to the oldies to the seasoned.
Yeah. The seasoned.
So we were listening to one of the KCAA episodes of Mitch and Kathy, and we heard the masters talk about one time how there were more women in the group than men.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was, you know, at first I thought I was a little surprised, but then I was like, you know, actually I'm not, because majority of the people that reach out to us are women. We don't really get too many guys mm-hmm. that ask us about, you know, dating
right.
and things of that nature. So mm-hmm. what would you like to say to our male listeners to get them more engaged to the website?
I would say, you know, don't be fearful of the idea of online dating. You know, sometimes people feel, you know, a little weird about it, like maybe men more so than women. But I would say, you know, keep an open mind about it. Like you said before, the website is free. There's a lot of beautiful, single, you know, spiritual women on the website. So, you know, I would say your odds are good, you know, because you're outnumbered. So,
I would. You got good picking.
So, you know, like I would say, you know, just you know, just try it. Just try something different. You know, if you're single and you're looking for love and you're looking for a spiritual love, then there's a lot of women that are also looking for the same thing that I'm sure would be more than happy to talk to a man that's looking for the same thing. So I would say, you know, just keep an open mind, try it, you know, interact with some people. And I would also say, once you do sign up, you know, be active. You know, we can provide you with the platform, but we can't do the work. You know, we can't have the conversation.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, if you see someone and you sign up and you see someone with a profile that you think you like or something of the sort, then, you know, I'd say, you know, message them. Don't be fearful. Don't be fearful in your search of love.
Yeah. One last thing I want to ask. I forgot about this. Are there pictures up? Do people put profile pictures up? Okay.
Yes, people do. Some people choose not to, but I can say that if you're looking to find engagement with your profile, I suggest putting up a profile picture just so people know what you look like. Because, and, you know, sometimes I know some people, and even myself included, like if I were to see certain profiles and there wasn't a picture, I would just kind of feel like, you know, why are you hiding yourself? Like people want to see you. So I would definitely say put up a profile picture. I can't remember in this moment if it's required. Because I do know some people do not have a profile picture up, although the majority do have a profile picture up. But if you don't, I would definitely say to put one up and show the world your beautiful face.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Tiffany, thank you so much
Tiffany.
For joining us today. It has been wonderful speaking with you.
Yeah.
And you share
wonderful
so much information with the family. I'm sure they're going to enjoy it. I'm sure Spirit of Cupid is going to be blowing up now.
I'm going to tell people about it. Spirit of people always.
Free spiritual love.
Yeah.
Oh, winning comments. Yeah. Tiffany, I'm going to go ahead and mute you back out. If you have anything else that you want to share or anything like that, feel free to put your hand back up and we'll bring you back on the phone, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Tiffany.
You.
Bye-bye.
Every time I see her, she's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Every time at Tipro events.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about Tipro. They have the uncanny, not uncanny, the uncanny ability to attract beautiful people.
They really
inside
do.
Inside and
they
out.
They really do. I remember our very first seminar that we attended. It was like, it was just nothing but love. It was nothing but, I mean, every seminar is like that, but because it was our first one, I didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
And I just, you know, it was an amazing feeling. It was absolutely amazing.
The thing that stood out the most to me was how cool everyone was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be like this serious event. People in there laughing. people in there laughing loud.
Mm-hmm.
It was people like me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt at home. I feel at home. You know? I felt sometimes you go to a spiritual event and you don't feel that you can be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I can be myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after the event, we hang out with the, you know, the family and
mm-hmm.
I'm hooked.
We break bread together. We pray together. We laugh together. And we do get serious there.
We do get
serious
there. Yeah, it gets serious.
Because the information that you get, will have you. That's why we took a month off. We were on overload of information. We needed a break.
Yeah, we were overloaded.
We was like, Master, we got so much work to do. All right, so back to the spiritual dating.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think that that's, I still can't get over how great that website is. To have a place where you can meet other spiritual people is just phenomenal, because a lot of people who are in relationships who are spiritual, usually their spouse isn't.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases they are, and that's great. But for the ones where it seems to be some struggle, it's usually because there's one other person who isn't spiritual. They may be religious, or they may not have a belief system at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always that kind of battle of, you know, not meeting each other halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're often asked, can spiritual people have a successful relationship with someone with different beliefs?
I always say yes. If your mate loves you, regardless of what you believe in, they'll support you. And your mate knows you more than anyone else. And once you start going on the spiritual path, they see your growth. They see your happiness. It's one thing to be following something and you're always miserable and you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're following something and you're winning, that's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your mate is most of the people that I know that are on the spiritual path and their significant other isn't, eventually the significant other that isn't joins the group too.
Mm-hmm.
They join the bandwagon, mm-hmm. the winning bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were fortunate because we've always been on the same accord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a small brief period in our relationship where we weren't,
mm-hmm.
and you just let me find my way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You were searching for something and I wasn't feeling it.
Searching for Jesus! Couldn't find him anywhere.
Because he didn't exist.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
That was a little religious burn. But anyway.
Too funny.
I didn't want to come between you and your journey,
mm-hmm.
because that was your journey.
Yeah.
You know, I already had what I believed to be what was real or not real, or I was questioning things, and I didn't want my feelings of what I had came into to interrupt what you were going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And eventually we both saw the light.
We did.
And we turned into it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We got smacked with a medallion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have seen a lot of people who were able to not convince their spouse, but their spouse became convinced, like, wow, this person is winning.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing things. You know, and in the beginning, we've heard of relationships where they've gotten spooked out because they put this altar up and you're
mm-hmm.
down there praying to these deities and
mm-hmm.
Burning fire and money and
yeah.
doing magic and mm-hmm. things like that. And so they get a little weirded out by it. But then if they're open-minded, if they really love that person,
yeah.
then they will just watch them. You know, you don't have to join in, but just watch them. Watch and see what they're doing. See how they're evolving, see
mm-hmm.
how they're changing, see how they're growing. And who wouldn't want to win?
Right. The biggest thing that I tell people is stay consistent with whatever practices you have.
Mm-hmm.
That way it won't be, oh, that's one of those things that she does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, every now and then she meditates.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're consistent and they see that that's a part of you, they have to accept that if they love you.
Exactly.
You know, and don't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And speak up for yourself. You know,
you have to be confident in your spirituality. Don't put your beliefs on the back burner to please someone else.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be spiritual, be spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Don't be a spiritual punk.
Don't be a spiritual punk.
Stand up for what you believe
in. Don't sometime it.
Yeah.
Like Chris said, be consistent. Do your practices every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do your meditations every day.
Mm-hmm.
Work your magic. Claim your divinity.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
So real.
Mm-hmm.
Love is easy. That's one thing that I always tell people. Love should be effortless. You know, we didn't have to work hard in our relationship. It came natural to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're working hard, you're doing all this, trying to please someone consistently, and you're feeling drained, take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step back. Have fun. We always make time for each other.
Always.
We always make time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We always make time to laugh, and we act like children. After the show, I'm going to tickle her to death.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm going to tickle you right now. Keep talking. Play with each other.
Yeah, you have to. But I agree. Laughing is like, I'm a huge advocate of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always telling people to, you know, be joyful, be happy, laugh, find positive things in life. Because when we focus on the negative things, when we accept the negative energy,
mm-hmm.
we attract negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say you want these nice things. You say you want this joyful experience, but you're not emitting that energy. So therefore, you're not attracting it.
Mm.
So I think a lot of people will say they want one thing, but then they do another. And you have to match up your actions with your words.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. So I got a question for you, babe.
You got a question for me?
Yeah, and I haven't told you about this, too, because I wanted
Uh-oh.
The real deal.
Shucky.
What was it about me that attracted you to me?
You know what? When I first met you, I don't know what it was about you, because you weren't like the typical guy that I was attracted to. But you always were smiling and you were always laughing. And you were so silly. And it was like I saw myself within you, because I was always that silly person. I was always laughing. I was always doing, you know, goofy things. And, you know, I was always the goofy friend out of the bunch. Or I was always the goofy family member and everything. And so when I saw that you had that same light within you, it was like I was seeing myself, but in a male form.
Mm.
And I was just like, wow, this guy is just, he's so much fun. And he's cute.
Hey.
Mm.
I was one night.
You were so cute.
I was
you
so
cute.
Now I'm handsome. Handsome.
Ah. So I'm going to throw it back at you. What about me?
Oh, my goodness. I was like stalking you for a while. I would watch you around the halls. And one thing about you that I always admired, I always liked a sharp woman that was really clean. You know, not just that you smelled good, but you always looked like you cared about what you were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, oh, what I'm going to wear when you wake up. Like Sunday, you had your stuff planned for the week. You know, you dressed like a teacher. I mean, not in a bad way, but you were in the movie Boomerang People. You know how sharp everyone was? That's how Divine Queen was. She was literally the sharpest person in the school.
Aww.
And I was a little self-conscious because, you know, I'm me. You know, I'm a warrior bunny. You know, I rock what I rock. You know, I wasn't always clean, you know, but I didn't think that my wardrobe matched her. So when we first hooked up, I told her, like, babe, can you
you told me to dress down.
Can you dress down a little bit? You know what I mean? I don't have any, like, a lot of dress clothes. I'm a jeans, sweatpants, shorts type of dude, not a blazer guy. And you did.
I started dressing down. I got some gym shoes.
Yeah. Like, this girl cares about me.
I cared.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to feel bad.
You didn't. And I started dressing a little better. I started shopping at merry-go-round, J.J. Riggins. None of these stores are around anymore. But
I was like, no one knows what these stores are.
But you would always be there with me. Like, this looks nice on you. Mm-hmm. Try these. How you like this shirt? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that attracted me to you was your smile and your eyes. It was something about those. I have little eyes. You know? And I've always been attracted to people with big eyes, because I don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have big brown eyes. So I was like, ooh, And she cute. So when I found out my friend knew you, I was like, we about to meet this Nikki right now. And we've been spiritually tethered ever since.
Oh, yeah.
You know, best friends first. And then you couldn't take it. You just had to have me. And we've been together ever since. Something like that, right?
Something like that, right? I'll let you have that.
I accept.
Okay.
It sounds better. It sounds better than me pleading. Please be with me. Please. It was a mutual thing.
It was mutual.
Yeah. Please. Beg you.
You know, one thing that we touched on a little bit that a lot of people don't know about us is that we did have a long-distance relationship for a little while.
We did.
I think a lot of people get discouraged because they don't have anyone that's around locally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm a big fan of long-distance relationships.
You really get to know the person that
you
way.
You really do.
And it teaches you to have an open line of communication.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of relationships don't have the open line of communication. There's not a second in the day where you don't know where I'm at and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it cultivated our relationship as far as speaking with each other.
It did.
You know?
It did. Mm-hmm.
So long-distance relationships are great if you're with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going like 2 weeks, you ain't heard from them, I don't know.
You know, something else I want to touch on before we run out of time is that there are, I believe Jay brought it up, is that there are people who will mislead you into, you know, and I've seen this on Facebook with, you know, some people that reach out to want to be your friend and they're like, yeah, hold tap, I'm spiritual. You know, what's up? And you go on their page and they don't have any spiritual stuff on their page.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think you're lying.
You know, one thing that I've always found very important in relationships is finding people's friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to how they talk to people when they don't think you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm big on character because character can be masked, but it doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you brought to my attention about me, how you watched how I treat elderly people and how I was always nice to the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And you was like, you found that attractive. Here I am, this big dude, look like I'm the big jock, the leader. But I also had a soft side that I cared about the underdog.
A funny side.
I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a scared.
It's funny that you're a bunny and I'm a dragon.
It's funny that you're a dragon and I'm a bunny.
It's funny that you're a bunny.
What's that supposed to make me, like, you know, feel less of a man? I'm so confident in my bunniness that I claim it. I'm a warrior bunny. Everyone knows. When you see me, you'll feel it. I may be smiling, but you, in the back of your mind, you're like, please don't hurt me.
So we're supposed to be talking about spiritual dating.
Oh, yeah, right. Spiritual dating, guys. You started.
I think that one of the things you can do to kind of find out if someone is false flagging or not about their spirituality is instead of asking them the textbook things like, you know,
what's your sign?
What's your sign? What's your favorite crystal?
What's your favorite chakra color?
Yeah. You know, ask them about how they came into their belief system.
Their journey, yeah.
Ask them how their journey is going.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, you know, what type of metaphysic
spiritual goals that you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
I think that's a great tip. I'm not going
to pat
myself on the back.
Yeah.
Can you pat my back for me? Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Ow, that's kind of hard.
Sorry, sweetie. Yeah. You're so funny.
I know.
And cute.
Aw. Well, I don't see that we have any other callers on the phone, so I think we're going to go ahead and bring the call to a close.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank everyone. We had a lot of people show up tonight.
We did.
So I want to thank everyone for calling in. And I want to thank Miss Tiffany Irvin for all of her love and support. And family, check out Spirit of Cupid. You will not be sorry. And so next week, we will be back next Sunday at our new special time, 6 o'clock Eastern. We are going to do a show with Mr. S. Ali Myers.
My brother.
And he will be talking about his new book.
The Life Purpose Manual.
It was called the Now Purpose.
Oh, yeah, the Now Purpose Manual.
The Now
Purpose.
He gonna kick your butt.
He is. But it brought joy. It's called the Now Purpose Manual. Same thing. Just with a different twang.
He's gonna kick your butt.
But hey, everyone knows. I don't know what I was about. Y'all better tune in next week. I know that much. My brother's going to be on, and it's about to go down.
Yeah.
Because no one does it like F.I.L.E. Byers, man. Telling you. I mean, this brother helped me become who I am today.
That's true.
You know, he was the catalyst of Chris Enlightened.
That's true.
You know, of Divine Queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate that, brother. Big time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can't wait to have him on.
Yeah. So next Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern time, we'll be back here, same number, same station, with guest S.I.V. Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and bring it to a close, family. We want to will you all a beautiful week and send you out with peace and love.
Peace, love.
My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Mr. Lover Man.
Okay. And we are out. Peace and love, family.